Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But be not children in understanding. We need to grow up. Later on in chapter number 16 and verse number 13, he reminds them, he says, watch ye like men. The word watch means to act like men, to grow up. He's putting this down on a spiritual basis here in 1 Corinthians 14. That don't be children in understanding. You're to grow up and understand the meat of the word. And these things, he's talking about these gifts and all. Howbeit in malice, be ye children. What do you think he means like that? He just talked about the previous phrase. He said, be not children in understanding. In other words, you need to be an adult. Be mature. Howbeit in malice, be ye children. What in the world is he talking about? Let me give a great example. Who said that? You see two kids arguing and fussing and fighting over a toy. 5 minutes later, you know what they're doing? Be like them. Don't hold the grudges. That anger and all, just, have y'all seen that? I got, how many grandkids? 13 grandkids? We got 7 kids. Believe me, I've seen it for years and years. How they'll fuss and pulling hair and hollering. I may exaggerate 5-10, but later on, they're playing again. That's the idea that Paul, I want you to be mature and understanding, but in malice. Why would he use that example? If you go back at before in 1 Corinthians, remember, some said, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. They had their little cliques. You know? So he's pulling that back. Hey, be like kids. Isn't that an interesting little tidbit? By the way, we can learn from that also. Be ye children, but in understanding, be men. Mature, fully mature. Again, he's talking about these spiritual gifts, what it's all about. And the bottom line before we get away, it's not about us, it's about him. And it's about others. Verse number 21. In the law, it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. Yet for all that will, they will not hear me. They not hear me, saith the Lord. This actually is a text, and I won't have time to goes back to Isaiah 28, verses 11 and 12, for those who are referencing these things. If you got a good Bible index, it will reference Isaiah 28, 11 and 12, talks about in the book of Isaiah that the law is going, and people won't they'll hear it, but they won't understand it. When it says in the law it's written, for all they will not hear me, they will not listen. The leaders of Judah rejected an unintelligible nonsense. They were to them. Isaiah's message that would have given Jerusalem rest from their enemies, and these were assigned to unbelieving Israel. I got 3 or 4 minutes. These signs, let me give you in 3 minutes a thing about signs, okay? We are not looking for signs. Signs in the Bibles are not for Gentiles. Now, this is going to go over a lot of your heads here. I want to keep it as simple as I can. The signs were always for the Jewish people, for Israel, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. It was always for Israel. We're not looking for signs. You hear the thing? Signs of the times. Books are written about signs. We don't look for signs. We're waiting for a shout. Israel looks for signs. In the tribulation period, they will be looking for signs. Let me give you some. The Jews required a sign. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 22. For the Jews require a sign. Paul said that in 1 Corinthians. They require a sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. The Pharisees in Matthew chapter number 12. I hope I got time to turn to these things real quick. I have so many verses. The Pharisees, again, the Jewish people, they were looking for a sign. Verse number 38 through 40. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And Jesus said, you want a sign? I'll give you a sign. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so also must the Son of Man be in the heart. Are you following? A sign. It can go on. And I got so many verses here. The apostles in Acts chapter 1. No, I'm sorry. In Matthew chapter number 24. What is the sign of thy coming? Remember that? Matthew 24. What is the sign of thy coming and when shall these things be? And Jesus told them about the signs. And this is a whole lesson here that's given. But I want you to understand that I can go on in John 2:18, John 6:30, Mark 8:11 and 12. All of these, the Jews, even the saved people, the Jewish people, they looked for a sign. Signs are for the children of Israel. You'll never see it where us Gentiles are to look for a sign. It's very important in your study of eschatology, and I'm going to South Sudan next Tuesday. Not this Tuesday, next Tuesday. They asked me to teach on eschatology, and that's be one of the points. But everybody's hung up on signs. Now, we can see things happening. We can see things drawing nigh. But, you know, we've been living in the last days for 2,000 years. The book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, Paul wrote, we are now in the last days. Are you getting it? Amen. We're not to be looking for the signs. We're not to be looking for the Antichrist. We're not to be looking for anything but for the Lord to come at any moment. I understand Israel became a nation in 1948. All these other things, is that right here? Yeah, all these other things that have happened in our own lifetime. I'm telling you, Jesus is closer now to his coming than ever before. But we're not to be looking for signs of the time. There's signs of the times are everywhere. And there's a in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your heads. Redemption draweth nigh. Paul was looking for the coming of Christ in his lifetime. We're looking for the coming of Christ in his lifetime. Don't get hung up in signs. And I'm going to quit because you're going to be mad at me. When I was looking about that this morning, there's a secular song. Signs, signs, everywhere there's signs. Signs, signs, signs. You know what song we're talking about? A secular song. We're not to be looking for that. We're looking for amen and amen. Our Father, we thank you for your word, for Scripture. Lord, even so sometimes some of these verses are strange, Lord, and we just really have to rightly divide the word of Scripture. Lord, I pray that you give us wisdom, truth of knowledge of the Word of God. Bless. And most of all, our Father, I pray that we can just keep it so simple, Lord, that even the smallest could understand. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, for that salvation that's offered to all mankind. Bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.